Number 10. Expansion of Qadian. So far, I have narrated prophecies embodying warnings, or both warnings and promises. Now, I wish to narrate three prophecies containing promises of progress, expansion, and general advance. These three prophecies, like all the others, received full publicity well before their fulfillment. Both friend and foe knew about them. Men of all religious persuasions could be found who would say that they knew of the existence of these prophecies. They have been reproduced repeatedly in the books and journals of the promised Messiah. The first of these three prophecies relates to the expansion of Qadian. Hazrat Mirza Sahib was informed that the village of Qadian, the birthplace and center of the Ahmadiyya movement, would grow from year to year and become in time a large city, like Bombay or Calcutta, with a population of 1 million or so. Eastward, it was to expand as far as the river Bis, 9 miles from Qadian. When the prophecy was published, the population of Qadian was only about 2,000. Except for a few houses made of baked bricks, the whole town had houses made of mud. Rents were extremely low. One could have a house for about 4 or 5 annas a month. Land for a house could be had very cheaply. A plot could be had for about 10 or 12 rupees. Hardly any shops existed. Ground flour could be bought for only 2 or 3 rupees at one time. Men lived as in villages. They ground their own flour to make their own bread. There was only one school, a primary school. Its one teacher, on a small extra allowance, also worked as the village postmaster. Mail from outside arrived twice a week. Houses in the village were enclosed within the village wall. No natural conditions existed which could have helped the prophecies. Qadian was 11 miles from the nearest railway station. The road connecting it with the railway was a kacha, dusty road. Towns grow on railways or other routes, but Qadian was not on any such route. There was no local industry to attract labor, no official activity, institution or department. Qadian was not a district or sub-district headquarters. It did not have even a police post. It was not a market for any kind of produce or goods. The followers of Hazrat Mirza Sahib did not number more than a few hundred at the time. A town could not have been created by asking devotees to come and live at Qadian. True, it may be said that a claim to spiritual office had been made. Therefore, Mirza Sahib could expect to have a following of some size, and this following could come to Qadian and make it a large town. But who could say that Hazrat Mirza Sahib would have a large enough following? And how often do followers of a spiritual leader give up their vocations and habitations to live near their leader? Jesus was born in Nazareth, and Nazareth is still a village. Great saints like Shahab al-Din Sohrawardi, Sheikh Ahmed Sirhindi, and Bahauddin Naqshbandi, mercy of Allah be on them, were born in villages, went to live in villages. But those villages remained villages. They did not grow any more in size, or if they did, it was within economic limits. The founding of towns or cities is not easy. Kings who plan and found towns without regard for economic conditions do not succeed. such towns are soon abandoned. From the economic standpoint, Gardian was very poorly situated from a railway line that its inhabitants could set out promoting it as a centre of some sort, independently of the railway. Nor was Gardian on a river or a canal. Waterways stimulate trade and help the growth of towns, but Gardian did not have even this advantage. Against all normal and natural conditions, without any of the usual advantages, Gardian was to grow bigger and bigger. After the prophecy had been published, God began to help the Jamaat with an increase in numbers. Members of the Jamaat began to turn to Gardian as a place to settle in. Ahmadis who came to settle attracted others. The complete fulfillment of the prophecy will take time, but its partial fulfillment is astonishing. The population of Gardian is now, 1920s, about 4,500. Already more than twice its original population. The old village wall has disappeared and the town has overflown its boundaries. At the present time, houses can be seen at least a mile out of the old village. Some big brick buildings and wide roads have been added, so that what was once a village is now a town. The bazaars too have grown. Purchases worth thousands may be made at one time. Instead of the old primary school, there are three high schools. They include one for Hindus, one for girls, and a college for religious studies. The post office, which received outside mail only twice a week, and which was run by the local schoolmaster, now has a staff of 7 or 8. Telegraph facilities are being added. Several newspapers are issued. At present, one bi-weekly, 2 weekly, one Urdu, 1 English, and 1 bi-monthly and 2 monthly journals besides. 5 printing presses exist, one of them a machine press. Many books are published every year. The name Gardian is firmly installed on the postal map. Bigger towns may lose their mail, but not Gardian. In short, under inauspicious circumstances, Gardian has grown in an unparalleled manner. Its unusual growth is against normal economic laws and is proof of the truth of God's communication. Those who have known it and knew its situation, whatever their religious attachment, admit that Gardian has expanded and is expanding. They may think it only an unusual coincidence, but woe to them who never ask why all coincidences are ordained for Hazrat Mirza Sahib.